Esther is a book in our Bible in the Old Testament between Nehemiah and Job. It's a very short book. Esther is a book that is in here, and it talks all about Jewish tradition and history and faith and service, but it does not mention God. But the book was put in here, I do believe, to tell us all about how to serve and how to give of ourselves. In the first six chapters today of Esther, Esther is first cousin to a man named Mordecai. And Mordecai has adopted her as his own because his aunt and uncle, Esther's parents, died. So he has raised her in the Jewish tradition, and she's a beautiful young lady. And of course, in our scripture today, King Ahasuerus is the king of Persia, and his queen is Vashti. Well, now, he had all these wonderful, wonderful big banquet, and he had all these people come, and it was a banquet for a week long. And at the end of that banquet, he ordered one of the many eunuchs that took care of all of his harem, his concubines, to go bring Queen Vashti to him so that he could show her off in front of everybody that was at his big party. Well, she refused to go, and it infuriated him, made him mad. So, of course, she was mud then. She was going to be cut out, cut off of the kingdom. And all kinds of things happen. King Ahasuerus, he goes and talks to all of the folks that he can talk to, all of his people that are in his court, people that are his sages, that are wise people that he has around him to ask all these questions. And he does all this stuff. And they tell him, well, why don't we just bring all these beautiful women and bring them around? We're going to have basically just go out and collect all the beautiful ladies around, and we'll bring them in front of you, and you can basically pick the one that you like. Pick them out. Well, that's kind of how they did things. It was kind of not a good thing. It was kind of very degrading and everything else, but that was the tradition of the time. In today's world, we would all probably just say, really? I mean, I would just, you know, don't even go there. But really and truly, here is a whole different time in our world and a whole different time in Bible time when everybody did what this king said to do. Well, in the midst of all this, Mordecai came into this group of people. He was a Jewish fella, and of course his niece, or his first cousin, it's now his daughter, Esther, was also Jewish because they had come from the tribe of Benjamin. They were Benjaminites, and so they were in that line of one of the 12 tribes. So there they were, and they were trying to figure all these things out, and along the lines, there was this guy that was in King Ahasuerus' court named Haman. And Haman was not a good guy. Haman wanted all the riches for himself. He wanted everything for himself. And so he was just evil, and he was always against Mordecai. He didn't like Mordecai at all. But all of a sudden, when the king saw Esther and all her beauty, that was it. He wanted her to be his queen. And he told her that if she would come and be his queen, I mean, all this stuff would be just wonderful. Well, Mordecai talks to her, and every day he made it a point that he would walk through the courtyards and he would be able to check on Esther to make sure that she was okay, because, of course, she was his family. Well, this particular time he was checking, and he said, you need to take care of our people. Esther, we need to take care of the Jewish people, because here, this king, he was not really, this Persian king was not in the habit of doing things to help the Jewish people out. He was the king of Persia, and he was over here helping himself and all of his people. And he was not interested in anything else, but being very wealthy, which he was, and having everything around him that was his, and people always came to him. Well, Esther agrees to help her people. And all that has been done and all the wonderful things that happen, there's just a ton of things that happens. Esther has a group of eunuchs that take care of her and all the beautiful things. She gets all the beautiful clothes and all the beautiful things that comes her way. And of course, the king wants to give her a banquet. He said, Esther, we have you a banquet. And of course, on this particular day, she wants Haman to be in that banquet. She wants him to come and help plan. And the reason she wants Haman there is she knows that Haman is up to no good, and he's turning everything against Mordecai. And in fact, Haman is so arrogant in what he is doing that he has already built a set of gallows in the courtyard close to his house, because he knows that everything he tells the king, that the king is going to kill Mordecai. But things turned. Things turned on Haman, because Haman was up to no good. Haman was wanting everything for himself. He didn't want anything, and he was so arrogant that he did not realize that Esther had tricked him. She wanted him to be in on the planning of the banquet and everything, and so he goes back and he starts bragging about how even Queen Esther wants me to be there, and I am so wonderful and I am so great. But all of a sudden, Esther says, a foe, an enemy, this wicked Haman. And Haman was terrified before the king and the queen. And the king rose from the feast in the wrath, and he went into the palace garden. But Haman stayed to beg for his life from Queen Esther. He begged for his life. But guess what? That didn't come to pass. And the kind of thing about all this is the kind of thing that is, I mean, it's like an irony and all the stuff that you read in literature, is the gallows that Haman built for Mordecai were the gallows that Haman himself hung in, because that's where he ended up. In our scripture today from Esther chapter 7, verses 1 through 6, it is the downfall of Haman and Mordecai's advancement. And it says, so the king and Haman went to the feast with Queen Esther. And on the second day, as they were drinking wine, the king again said to Esther, what is your petition, Queen Esther? It shall be granted you. And what is your request? Even to the half of my kingdom it shall be fulfilled to you. Then Queen Esther answered, if I have won your favor, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me. That is my petition, and the lives of all my people. That is my request. For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. If we have been sold merely as slaves, men and women, I would have held my peace, but no enemy can compensate for this damage to the king. Then King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther, who is he and where is he? Who is presumed to do this? And Esther said, a foe, an enemy, that wicked Haman. Then Haman was terrified before the king and the queen. And then in chapter 9, and then in, not in chapter 9, but then in verses 9 and 10 of that same chapter, it says, then Harbone, one of the eunuchs in attendance on the king, said, look at the very gallows that Haman has prepared for Mordecai, whose word saved the king, stands at Haman's house, 50 cubits high. And the king said, hang him on that. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the anger of the king was abated. And then in chapter 9, verses 20 through 22, Mordecai recorded these things and sent letters to all the Jews who were in the province of King Ahasuerus, both near and far, enjoining them that they should keep the 14th day of the month of Adar, and also the 15th day of the same month, year by year. And as the days on which the Jews gain relief from their enemies, and as the month that had been turned for them from sorrow into gladness, and from mourning into a holiday, that they should make them days of feasting and gladness, days of sending gifts of food to one another and presents to the poor. And that is the feast that we have of Purim and Pur. The word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God.